Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. A law enforcement officer injured by a pro-Trump mob at the U.S. Capitol has died. Brian Sicknick was a 12-year veteran of the force. Four rioters died during the insurrection, including Iraq War veteran Ashley Babbitt of California. As NPR's Eric Westervelt reports, Babbitt was shot to death.
Video of the shooting shows Babbitt wrapped in a Trump flag climbing through a window and a barricaded interior door in the Capitol before an officer fires one shot. Her many social media posts show Babbitt embraced many of Trump's conspiracy theories and serial falsehoods about election fraud and support for QAnon. That's the far-right conspiracy theory that believes Trump is fighting a shadowy cabal of deep state pedophiles. Babbitt served in the Air Force for 12 years. Her former husband and fellow Air Force vet, Timothy McGinty, tells NPR Ashley, quote, had a personality you either loved or hated. She wasn't apologetic about it. She was proud of it, just like she was proud of her country, end quote. The officer involved is on leave pending an investigation. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.
More than 90 people have been arrested in connection with the riot at the Capitol. As NPR's Tom Dreisbach reports, one suspect is charged with illegally carrying a loaded weapon there.
A loaded 9mm handgun, extra ammunition, a bulletproof vest, a gas mask. Federal prosecutors allege that Christopher Michael Alberts was carrying all of those items during the pro-Trump riots at the U.S. Capitol yesterday. According to court documents, Alberts told police he brought the gun to the Capitol for personal protection, but it is illegal to carry a firearm on the grounds of the Capitol without authorization. There has been widespread criticism of police for failing to arrest many of the rioters who stormed the Capitol building. Now the FBI is asking the public for help in identifying additional suspects. Tom Dreisbach, NPR News.
Trump administration officials are heading toward the exit door amid fallout over the Capitol riot. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao has announced her resignation, as NPR's Windsor Johnston reports.
In a letter to the department, Chao said she was deeply troubled by the violence that she described as a traumatic and entirely avoidable event. She added that she will help Transportation Secretary nominee Pete Buttigieg in taking on the department. Chao, who was the wife of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, is a veteran of Republican administrations. She joined several other Trump administration officials who have resigned since Wednesday.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos is also leaving in protest, days after sending a letter to Congress urging lawmakers to protect Trump administration policies. In a video posted on social media late Thursday, President Trump also expresses outrage over the U.S. Capitol violence that he incited, while also acknowledging that he has little time left in office. This is NPR News. Some 253,000 new COVID-19 infections were recorded in the United States on Thursday. That's according to figures from Johns Hopkins University. More than 4,000 coronavirus deaths from the disease occurred over a 24-hour period. Nearly 600 of those deaths were in California, where many hospitals are at capacity. Some Canadians are heading out of the country for quicker access to coronavirus vaccines. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, those who can afford it are chartering private jets to fly south.
The snowbirds are heading mainly to Florida, where anyone over 65 is able to get a vaccine shot for the coronavirus right away. Many elderly Canadians are facing lockdowns, and some estimate it could be April before they can get vaccinated north of the border. But Florida has amended its vaccination plan to include non-citizens over 65. They can receive a dose at no cost, requiring only that they bring identification. Arizona also says snowbirds will be eligible. A charter service, Momentum Jets, has recently started selling seats due to a high demand from elderly Canadians wanting to head south. The cost for a seat, anywhere from $2,500 to $4,000. One travel agent says in the past couple of weeks, inquiries have been up by 10%. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Boeing has agreed to pay $2.5 billion to settle a federal criminal charge that its employees misled regulators about the safety of the 737 MAX jet. The announcement comes nearly 2 years after the planes were grounded worldwide because of two crashes that killed 346 people. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.